You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Continuing to give you updates on that developing story at Southern Utah University. The latest information is that there was no shots fired. That has been confirmed by SUU. Initially, they thought perhaps there were sounds that sounded like gunfire at the science buildings in Cedar City. And Dave, I know you're reading a new update that was just issued moments ago from SUU.
Says that although the science building has been fully cleared at SUU, nothing has been found, that the other buildings at SUU are still being cleared by law enforcement.
KSL News Radio reporter Don Brinkerhoff grew up in southern Utah, in Cedar City specifically, and also went to SUU. You've been talking to folks down there, in between commercial breaks here. Bring us some good news, Don. What do you know?
So the good news, the person I talked to, they said they had cleared the building that they were in, and the police came through and said the building is clear. They were clearing the science building as I was talking to them. There's kind of been a communication. I won't say problem, but
a bit of gap, maybe
a little bit of a communication gap. They said that they actually got the alert from off campus before they got it on campus.
Ooh.
So that'll be something to look at. But right now, it feels like, at least talking to this individual, that things have kind of calmed down a little bit on campus.
Excellent.
That
good.
Yes, they're still on lockdown. They're still law enforcement is still sweeping the buildings. The science building is one of the bigger buildings on campus, and so if that has been completely cleared now, they'll move to some of those other buildings nearby, probably.
Wow, that's good news, Don. Glad to hear that. Glad everybody is safe, and that's what you learned. Everybody's safe.
Yes.
And then, of course, we're learning from SUU that they're confirming that there were no shots were fired, that has been confirmed. And as you just heard from our very own Don Brinkerhoff, who's been in communications with folks down in the Cedar City area, that police were in the science building clearing that area. And then SUU just a few moments ago issuing yet another update, an emergency notification saying that the buildings at SUU are still being cleared by law enforcement, but earlier saying that they had been clearing the science building. So I think we're getting to a point where there is that good news that we'd hoped for initially when we started reporting this.
And then, of course, the investigation will continue to figure out where the breakdown in communication was, what actually happened, where did those false reports of gunshots come from. A lot of layers that they're going to have to uncover.
Priced Out Housing, special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
We so appreciate the Stern team here in Utah being on Team D2 for our ongoing coverage of what we think is the hottest story in 2024, and that is Utah's housing market. And it's such a hot button issue right now because we know as spring heats up, so do home sales and home buyers trying to jump into the market. And we're going to take a deep dive at people getting into homes, Dave, that are kind of pre-built for you to rent out the basement. And these aren't homes with the basement where you got to go, you got to enter the home itself, the main area, and then go down the stairs to get to the basement. This is, homes that are specifically being built across Utah so you can rent out the basement and defray the cost of that pricey monthly mortgage.
I kind of chuckle because we're finding a million different ways to describe these. It's a duplex. It largely is. It's one building and there's two different living spaces. Now, sometimes we call it a mother-in-law apartment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be just an attached dwelling unit, something. There's a lot of different ways that we can describe it. But I think what people are finding is they can help subsidize their rent. They lose a little square footage. They can't live in quite as big a house, but it has enormously helped when you're trying to afford these very expensive homes.
I think it's super smart. I think it's a great way to have a side hustle that, you know, cuts down that high monthly mortgage. It gets you into a larger home with a lot in a neighborhood. And I say, why not? You know, if you can make $1,500 a month in your sleep. Now, I know I've been a landlord. It's not always like,
not that easy. But yeah,
it's not always that easy. You got to get the right tenant. But if you can get a long-term tenant into your basement and they live in a space that's inviting and built specifically for them to live in, as opposed to, you know, those low ceilings in some of these homes in downtown Salt Lake City. I've been in a lot of homes looking for homes. I look for homes. My husband and I look for homes. I look for homes for me. We've had rental properties. Our son has been out looking for a home. And sometimes, you know, when you're 6'5", Dave, as you are, and you go down the basement steps and you got to tilt your head to the right
the
or to
thing.
The left. Yep. That's not great long-term living. We started looking around at this. Our team of producers started looking around, and we actually found, like, for example, a home in Eagle Mountain. It's $580,000. Well, you got to make about 150 grand a year, maybe a little more than that, so you're not extremely house poor to qualify for that. But it's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath with a mother-in-law apartment, and it's built specifically so you can shut off the main living space totally, and your tenant has a spot to park and, you know, walk in through their separate entrance. And these are built with, obviously, you need a kitchen. So you got a kitchen down there, mm-hmm. and you've got the 9-foot ceilings. So those aren't the really low ceilings where if you're a tall person, you got to walk around with your neck to the left or to the right. I love this idea. It's really catching on, and I think this is going to be the wave of the future where you're going to find, you know, more and more families in that duplex living, as you called it. But this is a great way to go, and it gets young families, you know, so if your mortgage payment is $4,000 a month because that beast cost you $500,000, well, if you're collecting $1,500 a month for that nice little 2-bedroom, 1-bath, you know, bath and a half kitchen, full kitchen downstairs, maybe it's even $2,000 a month. Well, now you've just cut your mortgage in half.
It does. It makes a ton of sense. There's a couple problems with this. Number one, the cities. A lot of cities don't allow for
this.
They're
going to have to get over it.
I totally agree.
They're going to have to get over it.
Yes. But they haven't. A lot of restrictions have been put in place to prevent this kind of thing. And also the... if you have an older home and you want to maybe add some of these features or close things off, you got to go through a permitting process.
Well, I want to make sure that they're safe to live in.
Yes.
Because if you have an older home with basement windows that are, you know, have the big wrought iron gates in front of them where people can't escape if something were to happen, you can't have that. But these homes are built with basements above ground.
Even the new builds, though, sometimes the cities will have restrictions where they say only a family member can live here.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Why do you care if it's a family member or a stranger? But
maybe the folks up there on the hill are going to have to do something about it. If the local jurisdictions can't figure out a way to allow homeowners to buy homes, people who are actually going to live there, because what I'm worried about is you can have it that way, city officials, but what's going to happen is that these major corporations are going to come in with the cash and keep scooping up these homes. And so what you're going to have is just a bunch of rental properties anyway.
Anyway,
I would much rather have a young family who wants a starter home, or maybe they're stepping up to their next level home, move in, rent the basement out. And they're going to also be, I think, really careful about who they rent it out to, because they're going to
be living
next door to them, like right on top of them, literally.
But so, you make a good point. It's a mishmash of laws in city ordinances. The only way to standardize that is to do something at the state level. Learn your home's true value in 30 seconds if you visit the Stern Team online at sternteam.com.
Appreciate the Stern Team. They've been great partners. Looking forward to having them back on the air with us very soon to walk us through. What do we want to talk about? Like how much money you actually need to come in with when you're buying a new home for all those closing costs and the earnest money and all that other stuff. So next time they're on the air with us next week, we'll talk about that. Straight ahead, Dave, you caught the story about, was it a bald eagle that was found shot in Utah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What can you give us just a little bit of a scoop on that?
They don't know who did it, but what I found out is the punishment is harsh.
If they catch them?
Not yet.
Okay, but if they do, the punishment. Well, let's walk through what the punishment is. I think it's probably in the neighborhood of six figures. Oof. Next.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.